Good night, radio listeners. I'm Apostle Janice James of Sharma Outreach Movement. Sharma Outreach Movement is a faith-based organization that reaches out to people, taking them from where they are to where God wants them to be, to a place of wholeness, fulfillment, and purpose in Jesus Christ. This series of our Reaching Out program aims to reach out to believers in particular and the backslider to help them improve their outcomes by improving their relationship with God. And you know, our hope is that by what we say and do, non-believers will desire to become believers. And so we truly appreciate you for just taking the time to join us. In our last session, we shared the prophetic word to you for 2024 from a few of our ministers. And this week, I will focus on a few highlights from the prophetic word, giving some clarity, expanding on it, and giving guidelines for implementation, along with our minister, Elizabeth Purcell Sargent. So please join us as I pray with you, right? So Father, tonight I declare that the minds and the hearts of your listeners will be open to the truth of your word. And as revelation comes, they will experience a transformation they have been so longing for. And they are set free in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So let us begin by asking, how was your year 2023? And if you can give three words even to describe your year, what will those three words be? Okay, what will you be aiming for in 2024, as you have already decided? What do you want to do more of? What do you want to stop doing? So based on the prophetic word that we delivered in December for you, our radio listeners, I am now going to, as I said before, highlight and elaborate on some of the salient points shared. And whatever is in it for you will resonate with your spirit as you lean in, yes, to our program today. Now, there are many people who were experiencing difficulty that seemed to be unending even as they kept crying out to the Lord in 2023. Now, so I heard the Lord say that it seems as though your ground, meaning the situation you were in, was hard and dry. And many times it felt as though nothing would spring forth and grow. Some of you even considered giving up. Yet, as you listen to the teaching of my word, God says, I watered your ground. Know that I have saturated your ground, and now what I have planted in you shall spring forth. Open your eyes and see what I have done for you, my people. Continue to trust me and follow the leading of my spirit. Now, a similar word of hope released by another of our ministers said, my people, I say to you, hold on. You are almost there. Do not give up. Know that I am with you. The God of your breakthrough has gone out before you. I've broken out like a mighty water, mighty waters against your enemies. So today, I, your God, have defeated your enemies. Trust and believe that I have done this for you. So my dear radio listeners, in this word, it is clear that God is turning around your situation where the enemy of sickness or financial lack or relationship issues or business matters and so on seem so hard, like nothing was happening, even though you have been crying out to God. In Zephaniah 3:9, God says, I will turn things around for my people. You know what? Our God is a turnaround God. He turns Red Seas into dry paths. He turns 5 loaves and 2 fishes into lunch that fed thousands of people. And he turns around chronic hemorrhaging situations and sicknesses, causing that situation to dry up. You must be happy to hear that God heard your cries and has responded. I'm always happy when God responds to my prayers. But you may be asking the question, what do I now do to see the reality of this breakthrough in 2024? A good question, my friends. Do I have to simply wait, or is there some action I have to take? In other words, what does God require of me? So first, my people and my friends and radio listeners, understand When God gives you a word of promise, that word is settled in heaven, according to Psalms 119:89. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. So now you take the word, the promise given to you, and with confidence begin to speak it. Partner with what God says and do what he says to do. Never focus on what you see before you in the natural. This is why he said to you, my radio friends, now begin to embrace my Jubilee. Jubilee reminds us that we worship and follow a God who brings freedom. So he says, dance and sing before me, says the Lord, for I have given you the victory. Yes, my child, sing, dance, and make merry in my presence. The songwriter echoes these praises when he says, there is no God greater than you. No God stronger than you, Lord. There's no God who can do the things you do. You are the Almighty God. And the Lord even compounds this time of worship by asking you to worship and shout from the rooftops. What? Shout what I've done for you. Why? Because the enemy of your soul thought he had you. And sometimes you acted like the enemy won the battle. But know this, my friends. Jesus has won the battle. This victory is yours, my people, he says. Take hold of it and run with fervency and passion towards what I have called you to do for me. Run to the finish line, knowing that you have already won the race. And by doing what the Spirit of the Lord says, you are taking hold of the victory. So when the word of God is released, know that you are to receive it once it registers in your spirit. Then with the direction of the Holy Spirit, God is now waiting on you to take action. For it is no longer you waiting on God. Whatever it is, whether it is business, ministry, consecration, aspiring to acquire a home, having crucial conversations to settle differences. Know what? Take your spirit-led first step. Make that call. Set up a meeting. Start sourcing material. Find out how to write your book. Arise, my dear radio friends, in 2024 and begin the process, because this is the place where many Christians feel. They fail to act. People do nothing. They just wait for everything to fall into their laps. You know, this is a wrong belief and will continue to hold you back if it is not replaced with the truth that you are a co-laborer with God. In 1 Corinthians 3:9, Paul says, for we are laborers together with God. That means every Christian is a co-laborer with God in the kingdom. For we do not work alone and leave him on the sidelines. Yes? So I remind you of the experience of the 10 lepers in Luke 17:14 in the Bible. For they did not act on the word or the instructions, if they didn't act on the word or instructions given by Jesus, by stepping forward in response, you know what? They may not have even been healed. Jesus said to them, go, show yourself to the priest. And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. My dear friends, there is purpose in every challenge, every test, every adversity, every instruction that you experienced in the last year or more.
And that is so true, Apostle. And you know, my radio friends, many of you will agree that waiting is difficult. But not many may be fully aware of the importance of waiting, which leads to experiencing spiritual transformation, growth, birthing into a higher place in God with a new anointing, experiencing sustainable victory, having impact in the world around you as a living testimony of what God can do to those who wait on his processing in his timing. Now, from your journey last year, you can fully agree that it takes sacrifice to cultivate patience, humility, trust, and faith. Isaiah the prophet reminds us, "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." So there is great value in waiting on the Lord. And in 2024, as some of you step out in faith, others will need to sit at Jesus' feet and learn from him and grow. This simply means taking time out of your busyness to sit with him in his word and in prayer as you used to do in times past. So here are some words of encouragement for you as we press on into 2024. Precious saints, God may be telling you something today that you already know, but seem to forget when you are in the fire. So in 2024, no matter what comes your way, he is saying, "Lean on me, lean on my truth, for my word is truth, my word is light. Do not yield to the temptation to act on what you think and understand as you have done in the past." He is saying, "Stand firmly on my word, upon who I am, upon the truth of who you are and what I have made available to you for you to be victorious." He goes on to say that only those who truly know me will stand strong, for you will know the greater one living inside of you. "To know me," says the Lord, "I remind you that you must meditate on my word, for I and my word are one. My word is power, and it is a lamp unto your feet and a light to your pathway. Only my word will strengthen you to face the difficulties that lie just ahead. Only my word will cause you to victoriously soar above them all. Only my word will keep you in the center of my will and deliver you from the deception. Only my word will keep you in perfect peace. For the word of God says in Isaiah 26:3, you will guard him and keep him in perfect and constant peace, whose mind, both its inclination and its character, is stayed on you, because he commits himself to you, he leans on you, and hopes confidently in you. Be aware that through the ministry of the Holy Spirit, we are enlightened with the word of God that we meditate upon. Ephesians 1 and 18 talks about the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. My radio friends, the word becomes luminous or bright as we meditate on it. So precious saints of God, the more you inundate your spirit with the word, the more your light shines. The Lord Jesus said in Matthew 5:16, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." You must recognize that you become a light because you were born to be a light through the word. Without the word, your light is dim. The word of God is light. Psalm 119 and 105 says, "Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." No wonder the Bible says to let the words of Christ dwell in you richly. And we find that in Colossians 3 and verse 16. With the word inside you, my dear friends, the fire burns. You become bright. You light up everywhere. You are not only a light to your family, but also a light to your community, a light to your nation and the nations of the world. And even now, lift your hands and declare, "I am a light to my family, to my community, and to the nations. I am enlightened by the Holy Ghost that dwells in me. I am a light in the Lord, and I walk as a child of light. I'm shining brightly. Blessed be to God."
Amen, amen, amen. So be reminded that God, he has given us the ministry of the Holy Spirit to help us so we are not alone. So never, ever, ever ignore the Holy Spirit. Acknowledge him in all your ways, for he is sent to be your helper and will guide you into all truth, no matter the situation you are faced with, says John in John 16:13. Now be aware that according to Ephesians 5:8, through the ministry of the Holy Spirit who dwells in us, we are illuminated by his presence, for we were once in darkness, but now we are light in the world. So we must walk as who? As children of light in 2024. So set yourself up for victory in 2024. Give this month of January to the Lord to go deeper in your relationship with the Holy Spirit and your devotion to Jesus Christ. Take a bit more time in the Word to worship and to hear what the Spirit of God wants to share. Prepare yourself for greater things, my friends. Always remember that nothing you do for God is wasted. No test or challenge or adversity is wasted. God knows the plans he has for you. So ask yourself, what was God teaching me through my challenges last year? Remember, Jesus learned obedience through the things he suffered. Yes, although he was a son who had never been disobedient to the Father, he learned active, special obedience through what he suffered, says the word of the Lord. So be active in giving thanks daily with an attitude of gratitude, my friends, in this year. This is a powerful spiritual tool in your spiritual toolbox that will greatly benefit you in 2024. One benefit may I share is this. Gratitude helps you live in the present and to see God. So do not let the worry and the rush of life prevent you from being grateful. During challenging times, for instance, a heart of gratitude can open your eyes to see things from God's perspective and be grateful even for the challenge. So gratitude helps you to sense God's presence, his personal care, and his perfect timing. So be grateful, for every good and perfect good is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly light, says James 1:16-17. Now join us as we confess the word. Father, we have entered 2024 in the name and the Spirit of Christ Jesus. In this blessed and glorious new year, we, your people, we'll be grateful as we show forth the excellencies, the celebrations, the glories, the virtues, the prosperity, and the victory of Christ in spirit, soul, and body. We walk in divine life and energy and manifest the realities of the New Testament in the blood of Jesus Christ. We declare, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in each life and in this new year for our radio listeners. This year, we will live as the temple of the Holy Spirit, with God dwelling in each one of us, establishing his rule and dominion in our lives and destiny. So I confess that our listeners will walk in God's pre-planned paths and fulfill his dream for each life. In 2024, I confess that you are a tree of righteousness planted in the water of life that proceeds from God's throne, and your leaves will never wither, and you shall bear fruit always. So this is Apostle Janice James saying we are looking forward to reaching out to you on the second and the fourth Saturday of each month. And in this, the next season, on January the 27th, we will continue to help you to draw closer to God and to succeed in your daily life. So together with my team member, we say, God is good. Goodbye.